This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbados records two road fatalities in 24 hours. A former bloc leader believes the truce has not failed despite the rise in gun violence. The Minister of Education announced there's an increase in the number of students who have received government scholarships. Wyndham Sam Lords reportedly pulls back some of its alleged plans for mass layoffs, and health officials urge safe sex practices, noting the highest transmission rate is among the 30 to 34-year-olds. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A 22-year-old man is Barbados's latest road fatality. Ronaldo Daniel of Rollins Road, Christchurch, died as a result of a road traffic collision that occurred around 1 a.m. today along Maxwell Main Road, Christchurch. The motorcyclist was traveling in a westerly direction towards Top Rock when he lost control and was thrown from the motorcycle. He was transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital by ambulance, but was pronounced dead while receiving medical treatment. Meantime, an elderly pedestrian was killed in a traffic accident last night. The accident happened around 7.05 p.m. on Salters Road, St. George. It involved two motor cars and the pedestrian. Police say the now deceased allegedly crossed the roadway and was involved in a collision with the first motor car, and then he was struck and pinned under the second car. The deceased was later extricated by personnel from the Barbados Fire Service. Personnel from the Barbados Ambulance Service were on the scene and determined there were no signs of life. A medical doctor visited the scene and pronounced death. The deceased has been identified as 72-year-old Winfield Welch of Greenfield, St. Michael. Former bloc leader Winston Eidstonebull Branch, who helped broker a truce among urban gangs, says despite the increase in gun violence, the truce has not failed. Speaking during VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program, Mr. Branch called on government to help address the upsurge in gunplay.
I don't defend this foolishness here with these men doing. Go and talk to my men again here in Chapman Lane and tell them I hope that the same we're going on and that they do not pick the size nor nothing and get involved with this here nor nothing. My men reassure me that the men will be involved with this here again. This here terrorizing the place. This here putting mothers that ain't got nothing to go and put out the last to bury a son or run behind a son that the police got to care a lawyer to give the best representation.
Where did the truth fail?
No, Mr. Ellis, the truth ain't fail because the major thing that was going on when the first truce was brought, that they come to halt. Let me check it. Look carefully and see that it is coming from other communities. Whereby, that when we had this truce, everybody was supposed to meet every month or every 2 months that we were in a war. There's that going on. Every time we reach out, try to get the government involved to bring the men together and see what really causing this here. We don't get this. All we hear is they got a football match, they got a cricket match.
Former bloc leader Winston Eidstonebull Branch. Some church leaders are expressing grave concern over the rising gun violence, stressing that its effects could have an impact on Barbados's family life and economy. The country's homicide rate saw a significant rise following last Saturday's mass shooting, which claimed the lives of three men and forced the police to ramp up efforts to stop the crime surge. Former government senator and senior pastor at Restoration Ministries, Reverend Dr. David Durant, stressed that the rise in gun crimes has brought a sense of discomfort among many families in Barbados.
The gun violence in our nation has been a source of concern to a lot of citizens, and so far this year we have seen an escalation which is very uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable in the sense of families, a lot of families are hurting because loved ones are being taken away. Also, it's uncomfortable for the tourist product that we so try to strengthen within the nation as a means of support for so many families. And this level of escalation, I'm sure, will also have an impact, a negative impact on that. But most of all, our citizens first are being negatively impacted, and families and communities, and then also the tourism sector.
Meantime, Chairman of the Drug Education and Counseling Services and Senior Pastor at Youth Empowered Alive Ministries, Roger Husbands, stressed that churches need to tackle the challenges within the home, which he says are the root cause of violent crimes in the country.
We need to stem this problem by starting to look at the aspect of parenting and the family issues. Most of the time when you speak to youngsters who are involved in gangs or involved on the block or using drugs, the big issue is the parenting. The big issue is the absent father. The big issue is a mother who's not there consistently, not giving the attention, or there is some form of abuse within the home. And these are factors that are real and that are happening in our country that's causing our young people to go out there with anger, go out there with revenge, go out there with violence and trying to make money to survive.
Chairman of the Drug Education and Counseling Services and Senior Pastor at Youth Empowered and Alive Ministries, Roger Husbands. There's been an increase in the number of students who have received government scholarships this year. In 2023, there were 32 awardees, scholarships, and exhibitions. During an awards ceremony at the Ministry of Education, Minister Kay McConnie said that the number has increased this year to 36. She also announced there will be a new process for announcing scholarship winners.
We must endeavor going forward to ensure that within 48 hours of confirming that students have met the criteria, within 48 hours, the request must go forward to cabinet for approval. And then within 48 hours of the cabinet having given its approval, that we need then to give a public announcement. What has happened is a very ad hoc approach has been used in the past. And when it is ad hoc, it really and truly creates anxiety. So that will be our process going forward. So just know that you're not going to hear it the day after, but that is our process, and that within those time frames we have given, it should give you greater predictability in when you can expect to get those public announcements.
Minister of Education Kay McConnie. The Barbados Workers Union, BUT, says Wyndham Sam Lord's Castle Resort appears to have pulled back from a reported plan for mass layoffs after the union brought the matter to the public's attention. Earlier this month, BWU General Secretary Tony Moore had alleged that the Wyndham Grand Barbados Sam Lord's Castle might be planning to make its 150 workers redundant across all levels in what the resort termed a streamlining exercise. Ms. Moore provided an update on the matter while taking part in the tree planting ceremony at the St. George Primary School as part of the 80th anniversary celebrations of Roberts Manufacturing Company.
Public attention that was brought, the second hotel for which we would have heard a lot of plans for retrenchment, that being the Wyndham. We are happy that the situation has somewhat slowed, and so that reasoning seems to be pervading. I think I compliment the BTTI for their investigations into the matter, because you would remember that when I mentioned that situation, I signaled that the BTTI had to look into it because of the management interest that they would have in it. So the situation there doesn't seem to be progressing as badly as presumably may have been contemplated.
General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Tony Moore. The rate of HIV/AIDS transmission in Barbados is highest among the 30 to 34-year age group, and health officials are urging adherence to safe practices and testing to lower transmission rates in Barbados. Barbados' Senior Medical Officer of Health responsible for HIV/AIDS, Dr. Dale Babb, made the appeal as she insisted that contrary to a report by the United Nations agency UNAIDS, transmission among 15 to 24-year-olds in Barbados is about 18% rather than 37%, which would have been among the highest in the world for that age group.
That being said, the rate of 18.9% can certainly come down and can be lower. We would love for it to be lower than that. But I should mention that even though we would want that rate to be lower, it is still not the highest rate of our demographic groups. The highest rate of HIV infection that we see usually is in the 30 to 34 age group, and that has been consistent over time, and actually not in the 20 to 24 age group.
She emphasized the need for safe sex.
Regardless of the age group, though, what we want to encourage is for persons to engage in safe sexual practices, not those age 15 to 24, but all persons. That includes consistent and correct condom use at every sexual encounter, remaining faithful to one partner, ensuring that you and your partner have been tested for HIV and also tested for other STIs.
Senior Medical Officer of Health responsible for HIV/AIDS, Dr. Dale Babb. Recapping the headlines. Barbados records two road fatalities in 24 hours. A former bloc leader believes the truce has not failed despite the rise in gun violence. The Minister of Education announced there's an increase in the number of students who have received government scholarships this year. Wyndham Sam Lords reportedly pulls back some of its alleged plans for mass layoffs. And health officials urge safe sex practices, noting the highest transmission rate of HIV is among the 30 to 34-year-old group. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.